Today we are blessed to have a fifth Sunday in this Coptic month. Most months, as you know, have four Sundays, but every now and then we are blessed to have a fifth Sunday in the Coptic month, as we do today. And when we have that, the church reads for us this great miracle full of blessing, the feeding of the 5,000 from the five loaves. And in fact, we read the same gospel in Vespers last night. Those who attended or read online or heard, the Vespers reading was the same miracle from St. Matthew's gospel. And this morning, at the beginning in the Matins, we read the same miracle from St. Mark's gospel. And as you just heard read during the liturgy gospel, it is recounted for us from St. Luke's gospel. And because of the importance of this miracle, it's also mentioned in St. John's gospel. And it is the only miracle, other than, of course, the resurrection of the Lord, that's mentioned in all four gospels. And the Lord who created the world out of nothing, who created you and me, the same Lord is able to bless the five loaves so that they are enough to feed 5,000 men and women and additional children. And as you know, this miracle is very important because it is a symbol of what? Of the Holy Communion. The Holy Communion sacrament was established on Holy Thursday, on Maundy Thursday, when the Lord broke and gave to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." But in advance of that, in order to prepare the people, this miracle of feeding the 5,000 is not the Holy Communion, but in it, the Lord also blessed and broke and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. Today we will just talk about three points. The first being the disciples' suggestion to send the multitude away. The second point about the Lord's command, "You give them something to eat." And the third is about the Lord's instruction, "Make them sit down in groups of 50. First, send the multitude away. We hear when the day began to wear away, the disciples found themselves in a deserted place with a large crowd depending on them, a huge responsibility. They were running out of time. They were in a secluded, deserted place with no resources around, and they were facing a large challenge. And the disciples felt the heavy burden was too large. The challenge was too huge. And they felt the pressure from all sides, different perspectives. Time pressure, it was getting late. The crowds pressuring them. And they were in a deserted place. So naturally, by their human logic, the reasonable thing to do was to ask the Lord to send the multitude away because we have no solution for them. And often in our lives, we encounter difficult situations where we also ask the Lord to send the multitudes away. I may feel pressured to find a solution, and time is not on my side. It's already getting late in the day, late in my life, and the day began to wear away. I feel deserted, alone, nobody to reach out to, no resources, no one to depend on. And I feel the weight of a large problem as if it is crushing me, like a crowd of 5,000 men. So often we also cry out to the Lord, "Send the multitude away." We feel, perhaps like the disciples did, that we can't handle the pressure, can't handle the deserted place, the weight of the problem, have no time, no energy, no resources. And in the midst of such challenges, the Lord may test my faith as he did with Philip when he asked him, "Where shall we buy bread that they may eat?" And like Philip, I may answer, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient. 200 denarii is what you would make in half a year. So if I spent that much, even that would not be enough that they each may have a bite. If I spent everything, it's not sufficient. Besides that, we have no time to do anything, no place, practically nothing. It is impossible. And at times like those, we feel the challenge ahead of us is too big to handle alone. And the resources we have, whether time, energy, friends, money, too small, and the need is too big. Running out of time, resources in a deserted place, we feel alone. But in reality, we are never alone, because as Christians, our Lord promised that I am always with you. As a Christian, you are not alone. Even if the whole world leaves you, you are not alone. Even if the whole world pressures you, you are not alone. If the whole world confronts you, attacks, or persecutes you, you are not alone. And our Lord, who is always with us, is bigger than any big challenge or problem that we face. If the problem is too big for me, know that it is too small for the Lord. If the resources I have are too little to address the need, bring it to the Lord and He will bless. And do not lose hope, but trust in the Lord and in His promises. Sometimes, for example, I may be struggling with a big problem of addiction, being enslaved to something that is harmful, and I feel that I have little resources to overcome this harmful addiction. I have little willpower. I only have 5 loaves, 5 drops of willpower. But if I bring the 5 drops to the Lord, He will bless them and increase my willpower and self-control. How? I don't know, but He knows. Sometimes I may be struggling with a big problem of letting go and forgiving, being unable to forgive someone who has hurt me deeply. And I have little resources, maybe 5 drops of love to love those who have hurt me. But I could bring those 5 drops to the Lord. He will bless them and give me the ability to overcome what seems impossible. So no matter what the challenge I face or how big the challenge is, He is able to bless the little resources we have to address the big challenge. But there's 2 important things, of course, to note. First is, there's my part. I have to give the 5 drops that I have. I have to make an effort, no matter how small it is. And the second is God's part. He is able to bless the little to make it fruitful. So when faced with a big problem, I shouldn't be too hasty to say, by my own logic, send the multitude away, but I can trust in God and offer Him the little resources I have for Him to bless. The second point is the Lord's words, you give them something to eat. As He said to His disciples, and they replied, we have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish. And the Lord often will ask us, you give them something to eat. And this is a command to serve, to help. Like the disciples, we often answer, we have no more than the 5 loaves and 2 fish. Lord comes and says to me, go serve. I say, I have no more time. Just 5 minutes is all I have. He says, get up and pray to serve yourself and your family and others. I only have a few minutes. I have only the 5 loaves. Go help others, whether in your home or elsewhere. I have no energy. I have no mind. Go forgive others. I have no love left. I only have the 5 drops. Go serve. I have no talents. I only have 5 drops. The disciples said, we only have the 5 loaves. We have very little, Lord, little time, talents, energy. And this, as you know, the Lord says, just bring them here to me. Bring your 5 drops, your 5 loaves, and I will bless them. If the Lord gives me 5 minutes and I give them to the Lord, He can make those 5 minutes more productive than 5 days. If the Lord gives me 5 what I consider as simple talents, He can bring them, bless them, and bring others closer to Him through those talents. You all have something, whether energy, whether love, whether action, whether time, you all have 5 drops that you could bring to the Lord. What little I have, the Lord can bless and bless others through it. And I, like we said, have to give something. Take the little of what you have and give it to the Lord so that He can bless it. And the third point we wanted to briefly discuss was the Lord said, make them sit down in groups of 50. And here we see that the Lord is very organized, very orderly. He doesn't do things haphazardly. And similarly, in His church, He has set up a very specific order, a way of doing things. I don't just make up the way that I want to do whatever I want to do. No, He has put an order and He has taught it to His apostles and they have passed it down through the patriarchs to us. So one may ask, why do I need to even come to church? Can't I pray at home? Of course you can pray and you should pray at home. But you need to come to church because He said, make them sit down in groups of 50. You need to come here to partake of My body and blood, the Lord says. Another may ask, why do I need to fast at specific times or specific season or specific ways? Am I not free to eat and drink what I want when I want? Of course, we are all free. But there's specific rules in the church so that we can have a spirit of fellowship and unity. He made them sit down in groups of 50. There's a specific order in the way the sacraments are administered. And this order is set by the Lord Himself. In fact, our Lord is a very organized God. Excellent planning, organizational skills. The Lord does everything in an ordered fashion. He made them sit down in groups of 50. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, He blessed and broke them and gave them to the disciples to set before the multitude. Why, Lord, why couldn't you give them to someone else? Why couldn't you make them stand in the line? It's the Lord who's giving. And when He gives us here, He's giving us His own body. It's His own decision for how He administers His own body. It is the Lord's decision. It is His right to decide how to order the administration of His sacraments. And it's important, especially in our ultra-modern age where we think everything is customizable, to realize that even though, of course, we are free as children of God, this freedom is within the Lord, not contradicting the Lord. We are not free to invent our own ways of doing what the Lord has already set in motion. So finally, from today, we can conclude, send the multitude away is something I shouldn't be too quick to do. Instead, I should trust in the Lord, not lose hope, and bring Him my 5 loaves, my 5 drops to bless. And when the Lord says, you give them something to eat, it's a call for each of us, whether parents or children, brothers, sisters, neighbors, to give, to forgive, to help, and to serve. And when we hear, make them sit down in groups of 50, we remember that the Lord has an orderly, organized way of doing things, and we need to honor His wishes, respect His commandments, obey Him. To Him be glory forever. Amen. Oh, God.